Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The seat of Justice Anthony Kennedy, as you know, has been vacated, and Judge Brett Kavanaugh is President Trump's nominee to fill that seat. This particular change of the Supreme Court will have huge consequences. Someone who respects the rule of law, who believes that a judge should interpret the law, not make it, will make a huge difference in the future of the U.S. Supreme Court and of this country. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel, and Peggy Kneeneighbor, Vice President of Operations for Faith in Action. Faith in Action is a ministry that is right across from the U.S. Supreme Court. And Peggy, Faith in Action has had a ministry to the nation's capital, particularly the U.S. Supreme Court, but also all of the three branches of government in the nation's capital for 25 years.
That's right. We have different outreaches that we do. We have different behind the scenes and some public type of events that we do. But most of all, our focus is on the Supreme Court, the staff, the justices, and all of the law clerks.
Now, you have in the past, during the confirmation of the previous justice, Gorsuch, There's a time where that justice or that person gets sworn in as a justice, and there's two swearing-ins, and one of the swearing-ins, or the investiture, occurs at the U.S. Supreme Court. Tell us about the two different swearing-in processes and what you have done and what Faith in Action will be doing during this next investiture.
Sure. There's a constitutional oath, and then there's a judicial oath. The constitutional is usually done by the Chief Justice. Sometimes they may have somebody else, but usually it's done by the Chief Justice. That could be held in the Capitol in the past. It used to be held at the Supreme Court, and the president would arrive. But in the past here, most recent, it's been held at the White House, and that's a White House ceremony. And then usually when there's a swearing in at that time, it could be a matter of hours, maybe even the next day, that the new justice would make his way through D.C. over to the Supreme Court, which is directly across the street from our ministry center. And that's the judicial oath. And that's a investiture ceremony that goes way back. There is a robe that's put on him, a special seat that's put in the very center of the courtroom. And he's set in there, and there's different commissions that are read. But that is always attended by the President of the United States and the First Lady, making their way past our ministry center, because directly across the street from our ministry center is the presidential entry point.
So that's the place so the security with the president and the contingency of all the vehicles literally pass right in front of the ministry center.
And they usually slow to stop because when you have such an entourage that comes with the president, I think, what is it, like 20 cars?
Yeah.
And when they slow, as they turn into the Supreme Court, they go to an underground parking area, they slow. So they pretty much come to almost a stop.
So if you can imagine this, for those that are trying to visualize what this looks like, Faith in Action Ministry Center is on one side of a two-lane street. On the other side of the street is the United States Supreme Court. And the entrance that the president and his entourage takes is literally right across the street, maybe just a little bit to the left of the ministry center. It's on the same side of the Supreme Court that has Moses and the Ten Commandments on the outside of the Supreme Court building in the architecture there. And so the president would make his way down that street. Literally, you're 20 yards at the most from the entrance, maybe 15 yards. And when that happens, or before that happens, you've got a great big, huge gospel track that you lower in front of the building. And the building is, what, three stories tall?
It's a three-story gospel tract.
What does it
say?
You
lower it from the top of the building. It goes all the way down to the bottom. So it's like the world's largest gospel tract,
awesome.
If you will.
What does it say, Peggy?
Tell us what it says.
It says, we always pray for our president.
Oh, wow. So
and
you're just dousing him in prayer as he goes by.
It's it. And it's bright yellow. So not only do we lower that so that the president sees that, but it makes a witness stand that no matter who's our sitting president or judicial justice or any of that, we always pray for everyone, and we pray for our president. And so when not only the justice comes through to go in, the president comes through to go in, but you have both sides of the street that are lined with motorcycles of police officers detailed to the president. And usually we, once the ceremony, the investiture is going on, we are allowed to go out. Now, we've not ever done this before. This last time we did, we went out with water and prayed with different of the detail people that needed prayer for that day.
And that's what makes the difference, is that prayer.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Who would have ever thought
no.
That following the elections in 2016, there would be two vacancies on the U.S. Supreme Court? Who mm-hmm. would have ever thought that?
Right.
That we would have two people that would ultimately fill those positions that are constitutionalist. And when I say constitutionalist, I'm talking about people who believe that words matter. As simple as it sounds, words do matter. When we, the people, worked through the Constitution and then ultimately ratified it and adopted it as the Constitution of the United States of America, the words in that document matter. The founders wrestled over the words, and those words have meaning. They have not lost their meaning. When legislators craft a statute, they ultimately craft it with words, and those words have meaning. And when a judge is required to interpret that, words matter. And so the fight, Peggy, over this and other nominations is between basically a job description that says a judge is to interpret the law rather than make the law. Words do matter. The original intent and understanding of the document, be it the Constitution or a statute, is something that binds the judge, and the judge is to interpret it, not make law. Versus someone who doesn't like the job description, they want the judge to make law, but not just any law. They want the judge to, quote, make law that they agree with. And if the judge doesn't do that, then there's this opposition. And thus the reason why you saw so much opposition to this nomination, because this nomination, this seat, could ultimately mean the eventual overturning of the Roe versus Wade decision.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And other decisions such as the same-sex marriage decision, neither of which are based within the constitutional text or history.
And Judge Kavanaugh understands his job is not to make the law, but only to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he said that in the hearing.
Yeah, he said that in the hearing. Yeah, so Faith in Action, you've been there for 25 years. I know you've actually been in Washington, D.C. for many years before even working with Faith in Action. But your ministry, Faith in Action's ministry, is really a unique one to the nation's capital. It's really a missionary ministry or a mission to the nation's capital, very unique in that respect because it really brings the gospel and the truth of the scriptures to all three branches of government.
Spiritual need is needed in every aspect, and we have been told that not only through our Capitol police officers, through the Supreme Court. They know us. They welcome us. They know that we're not that threat, that we're there to give that type of support. And I think that there's people sometimes that look at you and they don't want to tell you that they really want you to pray for them, or they really want you to talk with them, or they really want to share what's on their heart. But eventually, over time, after having those relationships, that's when they do open up. And that's when you have them finally come to you and say, you know, I really need you to pray for my mom, or I'm having a bad day. And we see that. And so we just make our presence constant. And that's what happens.
Well, you can go to faithinaction.org, the website, and also the Facebook as well. Faith in Action in the nation's capital, Faith in Action DC, that is on Facebook, and also Liberty Council. You can join us on Facebook there as well. Liberty Council and Faith in Action have done a number of joint Facebook Live, especially during the hearings, and we will be doing many others. And you'll actually be able to see this process as it unfolds in this confirmation and also the investiture and the entourage of the Supreme Court president and his team coming to the U.S. Supreme Court. You can also visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for the ministry. You can go to lc.org for more information about the judge, lc.org/SCOTUS, and also go to the donate page to partner with this ministry. You can pledge a monthly gift to Liberty Counsel or make a one-time online gift as well. For more information, go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.